Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.
This week on Ours to Protect, we went along to take a look at the first Kalbiog, small wood, to be planted in Mayo. It was planted in the Friary Grounds in Ballyhonus. We spoke to Rob Nelson, Pat Higgins and Laura Dinrat about the project. We begin by talking to Rob, who works with Ontashka's Environmental Education Unit.
I work primarily on green schools, but today I'm working with our Leaf Ireland programme. So Leaf Ireland is learning about forests, and we started off the programme in Limerick a number of years ago, and as part of that programme we took schools in to learn about forests, and we came up with an idea called An Caoil Beag, which is based on the tiny forest programmes that came out of Scandinavia. Unlike the tiny forest programmes, we don't close off the area. We open it up so people can have access to it, and we use it as an educational resource. So we plant up to 200 trees in a tight, close area, and we leave a space in the middle for an outdoor classroom. And we created a resource pack that goes along with that. So we work with the schools to do the planting and community groups to do the planting, and then there's worksheets for teachers and students so they can use that as a teaching resource as it grows. So that's the basics of what we did today. We had school from two schools from Ballyhonus, Skolisca, and the community college come in on Tuesday and we planted, and today we were working with the community groups from Tidy Towns, from the Abbey Trust, local community members, and ourselves from Ontashka with the Leaf Programme. And then the project was funded and supported by Mayo County Council's Heritage Department through Deirdre Cunningham, who couldn't be here today, but she sent her apologies. I mean, it's very important to get that kind of support there as well.
Excellent. And just finally, tell us how many trees you planted and which species.
Okay, so as I said, normally the project is 200 trees, but I had a few extra, so we went about close to 260 trees in, and it's all native Irish species. Very important to source them in the right way, so they were seeds from Ireland, grew up in Ireland, they weren't introduced at any point, so all native, and that's important for the biodiversity element of it. So we have oak, we have willow, we have Scots pine, we have holly, we have alder, we have elder, we have hazel, we have hawthorn, we have blackthorn, and we have spindle gone into the site, and maybe I've missed one there. But there's a huge number of trees there.
I am Laura Dinrat and I'm part of Ballyhonus Tidy Towns. So over the last 2 years we've worked with an ecologist to set up a biodiversity action plan for this area, and it has centred mainly on our biodiversity rich assets, which are the Friary Park and some of the school grounds. And this is really important because that's where we engage the community from young age into really being interested and learning about biodiversity and acting to protect and to enhance it. And this initiative today of An Caoil Beag, sorry for my Irish, really ties in perfectly into this plan, which will be launched in spring, so the official launching date is the 22nd of March, and all the community is invited, of course, and essentially we'll be presenting what we'll be looking as actions in the next 5 years around Ballyhonus and to be replicated everywhere where green spaces can be enhanced by everybody.
Pat Higgins, Secretary of the Abbey Trust. This is a very interesting project here, the Caoil Beag. And it's interesting from several perspectives. From the Trust perspective, it's wonderful to increase the diversity of plant and also the diversity, general diversity of nature in our beautiful public park. But also, the children from the two schools have been involved in planting certain classes from them, and it gives them a personal interest in and ownership of the project, but also of the ethos and the spirit of the project. And hopefully they'll bring that forward with them into their adult life.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.